This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
It is the HMB Sides exclusive to HMBRadio.com podcasts. Search for hashtag HMB Radio on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be able to get this uncensored, uncut. Michael Murillo is joining me. I've been told do not call you Mike.
Yeah, I don't really care for Mike.
Is there a reason?
Like I just never. It just people say Mike, and I don't. It doesn't register with me that they're talking to me. Usually, people can just be like Mike, and I'm not. I'm not trying to be rude. It's just because I've always been Michael. Not like when I was in trouble. I was just always Michael. So
yeah.
So I don't care for it.
I guess.
I'm cool if other people are called Mike. I'm not like I don't think it's offensive. No one's trying to offend you. When people say Mike, it doesn't. I don't think me.
Yeah, you know it doesn't even connect at all.
What's your full name?
William.
Yeah. Do you ever go by William?
Sure. Right, I don't really care because that's the thing. Like growing up, like my parents used to call me Billy or Bill. And then at school, when they took roll, it was William.
Okay.
But then it gets shortened to Will.
Do you feel that any of those are more you? Like, if someone says Bill, does that feel like you at all?
Yeah. Because, my dad calls me that still.
Okay.
So, it doesn't really bother me. Although, people would, try to tease you. You know, they'll be like, hey, Bill. Like, people, and it's like, okay. Yeah. I don't really care. Doesn't matter. And every time I go to, I went to the dentist this week. I'm like, do you go by William, Will, Bill, Billy? I'm just like, I don't, whatevs. You know, whatever you feel like doing. I never have an answer. I should have a real answer to that, but I really don't
care.
You
should say, Thomas. That'd be good. What's your middle name?
Lewis.
Lewis.
Yeah. Okay. That's named cool. After my great-grandfather and my grandfather on my mom's side.
Wow. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So you, the thing about Will is you've got so many nicknames. I mean, Bill, Billy, mm-hmm. William, Will,
mm-hmm.
Willie.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll call you Willie.
That one I probably wouldn't like. Willie
wouldn't
sounds,
like
Billy's, I don't even really like Billy. I don't like the Y.
Well, Billy sounds like a little kid.
Yeah.
And Willie would be, you know.
Just sounds like they're making fun of you.
Okay.
Even if they're not.
You don't like
that. It
still
seems that way. I mean, I wouldn't be furious, but I would be like, hey, let's not.
You seem like now that we're in that little extra time, you seem like a really mellow guy, but I feel like in your life you've been in some real fights. Like, have you
I've
kicked someone's ass before?
Yeah.
Like you seem like there's some pent-up thing where if you got start to throwing, you could really start hammering people.
I think so. I haven't been in a fight since high school, and I don't really want to be anymore. But right. I feel like part of being a man is you should beat somebody up, you should have your ass kicked,
okay.
You should break a heart. And you should have your heart broken.
Wow. That's an interesting philosophy.
I think it's important. And I feel like everybody has
I think I've done one of those. That's really weird.
Which one?
I think I've had my heart broken. That's probably it.
No fist fights.
I've never been in a fight. I actually have a bit that I do about never being in a fight.
And it just never happened?
I was at an age when I was younger. I was not a fighter, so I would talk myself out of it. I'd talk my way out of fights. And then I got older. I mean, I haven't been in real fights. I guess there's been a couple times when I've swung and maybe hit somebody, but not really like a fight. But now it's too late. You know, I'm too old. You can't fight at my age. So.
Well, what you'd have to do now is you'd have to do it legally, and you'd have to do a boxing gym.
Well, I get my ass kicked. Like here's the thing. I mean, I'm 45. Okay, mm-hmm. So I'm older.
Mm-hmm.
The people in my age group aren't going to fight, right? Because they've got mortgages and shit. They've got things to do.
Right.
But there's a subset of people my age who will fight. Mm-hmm. And those are the people you definitely don't want to fight.
Yeah, the people at Niagara Tap would probably
fight
you. Because
people who are in their 40s who are fighting have been fighting for 25 years, right. 30 years.
Yep.
They can take several punches. They don't care. They don't mind losing. They don't mind bleeding. They've got, I can't beat that. I can't do anything to that person. Even if I somehow got in a good hit, they'd be like, huh, that's cool, and just keep going. I can't, that's bad.
Yeah.
I'm way out of my league. So
right.
You can't fight. Like, even you probably shouldn't fight someone.
No, I
there's a certain age where if someone gets too old, if they've been fighting that long, they just don't care about themselves.
Right, right.
They don't. They'll go to jail. They don't care.
Yeah, I don't want to go to jail.
Have you been in jail?
Yeah.
What'd you go to jail for? Fighting?
No. I tagged a cop car with a marker.
Why?
I don't know. I was drunk, and I was in that stage.
How old were you?
In my life. I was like 20, in my early 20s, I guess.
But how old are you now?
31.
Okay. So that was a while ago. It was a while ago.
Yeah.
All right, so you took a marker.
Mm-hmm.
What did you write on the cop car?
I had a tag that I used.
Well, what is it?
All right. The time, it was a crown embedded in infinity.
Okay.
So that's what I was doing. I was doing tagging and stuff. I actually have a hat that I wear that says graffiti isn't cool, it's a crime. And I found that at a thrift shop for 25 cents a couple years ago. And I was like, I got
to
have
that. That's
like
the universe speaking to you?
Yes.
So you got busted by the cop whose car it was? They were like, hey, that's my car.
Yeah. You know what happened was I was really drunk.
Yeah.
And I was on my bicycle. And I was coming home 2:30 in the morning. And look at this thing. So I did my thing. And then I got back on my bike and immediately got tackled. And I thought,
tackled.
Yeah, I thought like
you thought someone
tackled.
Was stealing your bike or something.
I thought I was going to get my ass kicked and they were going to steal my bike. And then I felt my arms go behind me and cuffs go on, and I was like, "Holy shit!"
And you had never been arrested before.
Never been arrested. Never been in trouble ever. This is my first time.
All right. So what happens?
So what happens is I get thrown in a paddy wagon. Well, first of all, the cops pull me up and go, "What are you doing?" And I was just like, I'm going to reserve my right to not say anything at this point and not incriminate myself any farther. And so they just threw me in the back of the car.
Do you think at that moment if you had said, I was just being the stupidest, I'm so sorry, or whatever, they might have let you go?
No chance.
You could tell just by the
These were night cops. They weren't day cops, you know, the guys that ride in the police car and patrol and are 500 pounds. These were guys wearing, like, the bulletproof vests. And they're all jacked, and they stand on the corner. I don't know if you're familiar with downtown on Friday nights, and they stand with their, you know, shoulders.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe you're, like, not worth their time. Like, maybe you were such a little nothing.
Yeah.
They think you could have been, like, just, like, so apologetic or something. Maybe they would just be like, God, you're such a useless nothing. Get out
no,
of here.
No, I don't think so, because I think they felt it as, like, a smack in their face because it was part of their... Yeah, and it kind of was at the time. I was
all right, so they throw you in. They read you your rights at that point.
Yeah, they must have. I don't really remember.
You were drunk.
Yeah.
All right, so they threw you in a paddy wagon with a bunch of other people.
A homeless guy who smelled like the finest cheese that you've ever smelled, but it was not pleasant.
But that guy. But those guys probably were getting. They did something real, like you, like.
No, they probably were just loitering or something. I don't know. I have no idea.
So you went down to jail.
Yeah.
And what happens? They book you. They process you.
So I go into a cell with a bunch of other dudes, and I'm just like, fuck, this
You're
sucks.
Like, I'm going to have to fight again.
I thought so, maybe. But it was mostly just drunks, you know? So
did anybody mess with you, talk to you?
No, I remember some really drunk guy tried to talk to
Well, you were one
me,
of the drunks.
And, yeah, but you sober up when Fast. Something like that. Yeah, something happens to you like
But those
that.
Guys were so drunk, they stayed drunk.
They were drunk, yeah.
Jeez, that's drunk.
So I had to wait in... I was only in the cell maybe for an hour, I would say. And then they just kind of brought you out into a sitting room, like a waiting room in a doctor's office. And you had to wait for the judge, you know, to get there. So this
and, like,
was...
that's like a night judge who just sits there and that's they just...
And he didn't even get there till 6. So I think I showed up at, like, 6:30. I had to go in front of the judge. You know, basically just asked me what happened, you know.
So, whatever. Wait, you sat in that room for hours?
Hours, yeah.
Not in the jail room, and just the little
in the
office
waiting, yeah.
With area. Other people, and you just
yeah. There's a few other people in there. Finally, went in front of the judge.
He asked your story.
He asked basically what happened. Well, he can't really ask you what happened because it's not a trial.
Okay.
So it was more like, oh, this is what you're charged with, and then we're gonna let you know what you have to do now.
Okay.
So they just released me, but I didn't. So my parents were moving. Actually, that morning, and I was supposed to go over there and help them move. And I didn't have my phone. They took my phone, obviously. I didn't have any sort of communication. And there was a payphone, you know, in the lobby.
Yeah, they give you a phone call, right? You have to get a phone call.
Yeah, but they were moving, so they didn't really, they weren't listening for the phone. So I left multiple messages, but they just didn't hear them or whatever.
Right.
So they released me, but I didn't get out until about 2 p.m.
Why?
I swear to God, I think they were just like, fuck this guy. He's, you know, going against the cops by vandalizing our stuff. So we're going to wait as long as we can to release him. Because people had, like, come and gone. There were people who were arrested
while you were sitting there waiting.
Yeah, and then left. So I think they just kept me as long as they possibly could.
So around 2 p.m., you get your stuff back?
Yeah.
And when you get, like, a summons to appear or something? Or
oh, this gets good. So I'm hungover. I finally get my phone back. Multiple messages from my parents cursing me, pretty much.
Because you just, they think you just skipped out.
Yeah. So I finally got a hold of
him. You're like, I'll teach you. I was in jail.
So, yeah, basically, I finally got a hold of him. I said, yeah, I got some bad news. I got, you know, arrested last night. So then they
you're like, we have bad news. These boxes aren't going to move themselves.
Yeah, poor bastards. Yeah. So I was just like, I got to go home. So they dropped me off at home down here in St. Pete.
Who's they?
My parents.
Oh, your parents had to get you from the...
Well, I didn't have a ride or anything.
Where was like, your bike? What did they do with your bike?
What did they do with my bike? I think they just impounded it and I had to go get it.
Okay. So you were just walking at that point. You had to
get you. On foot. And I wouldn't have... I mean, it was just like a beach cruiser. So I wouldn't want to drive or bike home to St. Pete from 49th Street.
Oh, it was, it was a far thing to go from... Okay.
Yeah, it would have been. Because it was at the jail on 49th Street.
Okay.
So I get home and I just want to take a shower, you know, think about what I've done.
Right.
And figure out what I'm going to do next.
Right.
And as I'm walking inside, I get a phone call from an 813 number. And I usually don't answer these because they're usually solicitors or something. But I figured, well, with everything going on.
And this was, what, Sunday at this point?
Yes.
Because it was Saturday night?
Sunday.
Because
okay.
A solicitor probably
wouldn't call. Sunday.
All right.
So I said, I better answer this just because of what's going on. So I say, hello. And it goes, hey, Will. I'm like, yes. He's like, hey, this is Don Grimaeus from ABC News. How you doing? Okay. He goes, hey, listen, I want to talk to you about what happened last night. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, it's just kind of interesting how everything went down. And I'm like, are you doing a story about, like, graffiti or something? No, no, it was just interesting how, he wouldn't elaborate, just kept saying it was interesting how it went down. And I was like, I don't really know what you're talking about, so I guess no comment right now. And he's like, okay, have a good day. I hung up the phone. So I went over to my parents' house later, after I had showered and slept a little bit. And the top story at 6 o'clock news. Man leads St. Petersburg police on a slow speed chase throughout the city on his bicycle involving a golf cart and police horses. Yeah.
They thought it was some. They thought you were someone else?
No. They just made this up. It never happened.
Oh, they just took your story and just made a new story out of it?
Yeah. Because the police report says I was apprehended, and it says exactly what happened. For some reason, the city made up the story, and Don Grimaeus got on top of it. And I wish it was still online. It's not online anymore.
Any chance you were too drunk to not remember it?
Not a chance. Not a chance.
Maybe a little bit of a chase.
No way. No chase at all. It immediately, as soon as I tagged it,
you
I
got tackled.
Spear tackled.
Okay.
And then put handcuffs on me.
And but the news guy accepted your no comment and was like, okay, bye?
Yes.
So didn't
and
even,
they
didn't
actually went to my parents' house, too, and stuck a camera in my mom's face. And my mom didn't really know the story.
How embarrassing for you folks.
Oh, terrible. I felt she was like a deer in headlights. I felt
That's
so bad.
That's a killer moment.
And they had, like, I figured, like, okay, it's just bullshit. But they had the spokesman for the St. Petersburg police saying, yeah, this is, you know, because the races were going on, too, this weekend, the Grand Prix. So that's why they couldn't get vehicles. They had to use horses and golf carts. And I just took him around the city and, you know. And I was, like, freaking out. I was like, am I going to get, like, a fleeing and evading charge thrown on me? Like, this could turn into
so
a big
were you,
deal.
So what were you charged with?
Criminal mischief. Just a misdemeanor. No big deal.
So what happened? All right. So at that point, all right, so you get through that. That's terrible. But then do you have to appear in court at some point? Or
yeah.
Because well, you were released on your own recognizance,
yeah.
I guess.
It was a long process. Basically, the end was pay $500 and that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Did it say on your record, or?
I think I did something where I didn't plead guilty. No contest or something? No contest, I guess. Okay. I don't really know what that means.
You did community service? Or?
Well, I just paid the fine. I didn't want to do community service. I could have done
the option to do community service?
Yeah.
And you could have paid a lower fine?
I don't think I would have even got a fine.
You could have you could have done community service and not paid any fine. Write them a check.
And I just wrote them a check. Yeah, I didn't
That's crazy.
Do that. I had student loan money at the time, so I was just like, I'll just throw it at that.
I didn't care.
Yeah.
That is great.
It was pretty wild, and I still, that's why, like, now when I hear stories like, oh, this cop just shot some kid or something, now I'm always like, I don't know, man, because they kind of did that to me. They kind of threw me under the bus for no reason, really, just because it was a slow news day. I mean, this never happened, Michael.
Yeah.
It just didn't happen.
No, I believe you. So what you're saying is that the news makes up stories about the cops sometimes, like
or in general. I think media is just a joke. I don't believe anything.
So the lesson of this is really don't trust the media.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because the ones who really screwed you over in this whole story, because let's be honest, I mean, the cops had a reason to be upset with you, right?
Sure.
Okay. Absolutely. So you can't really fault them.
No, not at all.
I mean, they tackled you. You needed to be stopped.
Yeah.
They put you in a little thing and then they made you sit. So they, I mean, you know, you weren't really mistreated.
No, I don't think I needed to be spear tackled. But also, now that I'm a little older, I kind of understand. I could have had a weapon on me, I guess.
Who knows?
They had
to take you by surprise.
Sure.
Because they don't know. So really, we can't, there's really no negative on the cops on that part. It's really the media getting that news report.
But also, the cops had to tell the media this. Or unless the media was like, hey, here's what we should say. And then they were like, okay, sounds good.
Wow, that's so weird.
It is bizarre, right?
Huh.
Because it was a whole big thing. I remember my dad called me like right at like 6:03.
So can you laugh at it about it with your folks now?
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious.
Now it's okay.
It's the best thing ever.
Now your folks are okay.
I love
with
it.
That and...
Well, even when it was happening, I was like half mortified, half like, oh, my God, this is the best thing ever.
So at what point in this whole process were you like, okay, you know what? This is okay. I mean, this is obviously it sucks, but I'm going to be all right.
When I finally signed a check and gave him the money and it was over with,
and that was the end of it.
I was happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever tagged anything since?
Probably.
Really?
But I don't do it anymore. I mean, this was just when I was
younger.
No, but
at the time, you actually tagged something else?
I don't think very much after that. I think that kind of scared me straight there.
Yeah, I would think so.
Because it's not worth it in the end.
I wonder if you had gotten away with that if you had then moved on to bigger things. Or maybe it's good that you got
stopped. Yeah.
Maybe it's good that you got stopped when you did.
Yeah, probably.
Because that's probably not as smart.
Although I probably would have just grown up eventually, too.
That's a crazy story. Like, that's kind of a cool... You can tell girls that story.
I know. I wish the story was still online. I could probably request it if I wanted to from...
You should get a
DVD of it.
Does that guy still do the news?
No, he retired.
He did?
Yeah.
You should find his number and then call him up and be like, hey, you know what?
I got a podcast. You should come on.
And let's talk about it.
And then I'll just spring it on him.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
You should do. You know what? You say, you know what? I want to talk to you about your career and whatever. And then when you get in, you'd be like, here's what happened. You said this. And just... ambush him.
And
be like, now what would you like to say about this?
Yeah.
Because none of that happened. And you just made up a story.
And that's one of the things that bothers me. I don't know if it's the cops that told him or he told the cops. But I mean, they had the interview with Mike Pruitts, I think was his name. He's a spokesman of the St. Pete Police.
Okay.
And just, yeah, he took, you know, just said, took him on a
You need case. To get that reporter on this podcast.
That would be, I'm going to do it. I'm going to
email
him.
That's a great idea.
I'm going to find an email.
Imagine that great story. And now you'll even make the story even greater.
Yeah. I want to get some closure
on this. You deserve
it. It's been haunting me for
years. You deserve an apology. That's what you deserve.
Yes.
An apology for, hey, you took this story and you went into my parents' faces and that was wrong. And just see if he's like, I was doing my job. Let's see what he does.
I'm going to seriously do that. I wonder if I'm kind of buddies with Brendan McLaughlin. He was on ABC.
Okay.
And so was Don Grimes. So I wonder if I'd Facebook message Brendan.
Yeah.
If he has
let's make this happen. Let's make this happen.
I wonder if I talked about this with Brendan. I don't think I talked about it with him.
I don't know. But this is great. Now you can resurrect this. And imagine using the power you have now to get closure. Because he was the powerful media type. And you were just like the kid.
You know what I got to do? I got to request a DVD or something or some sort of video. And
I'm sure you
get
a copy of the report. You should get a copy of a report. You should have all your ducks in a row. I mean, because now you're the media person and he's just the person. You're just, he's just the guy.
Let me look up, because I remember the story even spread to Orlando. And the Orlando thing, it was just a blurb, but it said a guy got caught writing all over a police car.
That's how it's changed. I like how we're going to get you justice. We're going to get you justice like 10 years later or something.
I'm going to Google and see if I can still find.
Yeah, this is going to be good. This will be good for you.
It's all homemade broadcast stuff.
You'll look it up. You'll find it. You'll find it.
I think it's archived. It's got to be archived if it was online.
You have a right to get your. It's on your record, right? At some point, it was on your record. You have the right to request that, probably. And you should just throw it and just you. I'm telling you, man. Now you're the tables have turned. You have the media power. You have the microphone. He's got nothing.
This is going to be the best thing ever. I wonder. He's got to be. I think he still lives around here. Somebody told me they saw him at a Rays game not too long ago.
Yeah,
see, I can't find it on Google.
So if you can get him in person, that's even better. If you could do the phone, but then he could hang up. You want him in person.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe you'll meet him some, I don't know, whatever. But you need to record it and have it where you're like, what happened here? This, he'll be like, I don't remember it. Well, I do.
I have the tape.
And here's what happened.
Look at the tape.
And my mom and my dad,
yep.
And none of that happened. And that's, you know, is that responsible journalism? Do you think that's responsible? I mean, just go at it.
I wanted to sue the news. I wanted to find a way. My attorney was kind of a shyster, so, as a lot of attorneys are.
Okay.
And he said, you don't have a case. I'm like, isn't that like libel or something? Because it's not true.
Right.
I have the police report saying what happened, and then they tacked on all this other nonsense. How do I not have a case?
What did he say? He said, I
say, nah, it's really not worth it.
Not worth it to him.
Probably.
Maybe that's what it was.
Because he's a criminal defense guy. I'd probably have to go to, I don't know, is there libel attorneys?
I don't know. Maybe the statute of limitations is like 10 years and you can still pursue it.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
You need to find
that. I'm broke, so.
You need to find that out and just see what you can do with it. You need to just bring it all back.
I'm going
to
do it, Michael. I'm going
to. That guy needs to face the music.
He needs to face justice.
At least account to you, now a man.
Yes.
What happened and how inappropriate. And just let him look at you and say, that was inappropriate. You know, okay, I was a kid, whatever. But, you know, you messed with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't
my
necessary.
Poor mother. My
wasn't
poor,
necessary.
Sweet mother. Yeah.
And she did nothing.
She didn't have a bra on.
And none of it happened.
It's terrible.
That didn't happen, whatever. You know, I mean, that whole story was fabricated.
Rubbish.
And let him account for it and be like, you know what? You owe me an apology. Just and see. If you get that apology, imagine how powerful that'll
be. I need to get like a video podcast for that one.
I love
Find
that.
A way to stream it on
YouTube.
Yes,
and then
or
put it on the website. All right.
This is going to be sweet.
We've done some good. Done
this
some
is
good
a good.
Work.
I can't believe I never thought about this before.
This is a great. Yeah, this is you with the power now.
This is
the tables have turned.
Oh, Don.
Because
the tables have
turned. Because those guys know, hey, you know, we're the media. We can just sort of hit you. Like he said, he was real like, oh, that was interesting. And you should say, yeah, that was an interesting development, wasn't it? how this all went down of you making up a story. Just be like,
I just want to know if it's the cops that told him or if he did.
Yeah.
I have a feeling.
Let him account for himself.
They must look at, like, blurbs or something or look at the arrest sheets and then find something. You know,
but that's taking it way beyond.
Is it just a lottery where they just pick somebody and for their wacky story of the day?
Yeah, find
and
out.
Then do that.
Find out what he was thinking at the time. What was he going through? What was his deal?
I love this. I'm so excited now.
This is going to be fun, man.
I wonder if he's on Facebook, Don Grimes.
Yeah. Well, you got. I'm telling you, man. When you invite him on, it's got to be about what a you know. Hey, we'll talk about. You know, your career, and you did a lot of stuff, and, you know, being in journalism, mm-hmm. and then he gets here. And
I admire you so much.
I've watched you
since I was a kid.
And you're like, you open up a folder. Let's go back to December, blah, blah, blah.
When was this? 2011, I guess, around? Man.
That was only 5 years ago.
Maybe it was before that. Mm. Maybe I was older. Maybe it was like 25 when that happened.
Let's get the date. Get the right date and be like, let me take you back to this date.
Do you remember this day, Don?
Because I do.
Donald?
You have this whole, can I call you Donald?
Do you mind? I'd prefer Don. Okay, Donald.
And just go with it. I love this.
Because now he's just stuck.
Right,
see,
this is you.
Or he can just walk out, but what a coward.
How better,
out.
But how great if he's walking out. Like, you make
he
him
knows.
Walk away.
He would know.
That's great. If you made him walk away.
Shame.
Right,
Don
and then
Grimes.
You'd be like, yeah, this is what happens.
Man. I love this. Thank you for bringing this to my attention.
Yeah, man, no problem.
I appreciate
cool.
it.
I like it too. Very good. This is good stuff. So you got
how
powerful
here. Where do we even go from here now?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what left is there. I mean, what else have you done? Did you beat anybody up badly?
Not badly. I've been in a few. Mostly got my ass beat, actually.
Really?
In fights.
Does it hurt? Does it hurt your pride more, or is it facial hurting?
I mean, it doesn't feel good getting punched, but it's not as bad as you think either, because your adrenaline kicks in.
Okay, but you feel it the next day or something, right?
I guess so. Yeah, but it's not. It's really not that bad.
But you think everyone should just get an ass kicking?
Yeah, and you got to beat somebody up too.
Really?
I don't.
But
know
it should be a guy, right? You don't want to, you know, beat up women.
Are you? Because I'm kind of on the bandwagon now. I'm an egalitarian humanitarian. If a chick hits you, she can hit you 8 times, and then you have the right to hit her
back.
That's
your number? You have a number of times a woman can hit you?
Mm-hmm.
So she can deck you 7 times, and you got to just suck it up.
You got to wait until number 8.
That's weird. Maybe because I'm older, I was just like, you never hit a woman.
Well, that's what you've always been told.
Yeah, that's what I've always
been
told.
And I kind of agree with that, because you shouldn't, because they're weaker than you, and you can probably kill them if you give them a really good shot.
But even if you're not, I don't know, you just, I don't know. It just seems like there's got to be, you know... Just
but what are you supposed
scene
to do? Just let
get
him
out of the scene. Just leave the situation. Just leave.
Yeah.
Whatever the situation is, if you got someone who's really that much of a dirtbag who's hitting you, I guess you could retaliate, but I think it's better. I don't know. It just seems wrong to me. So I would just leave the scene. I'd be like, okay, I'm out of here. I'm removing myself from it.
I think most feminists would disagree with you and say if they hit you once,
right,
you should hit them back.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying... It just seems wrong to me.
I'm not a fan of violence. I don't like violence. I'm not a proponent of violence. I don't even really like watching UFC.
You don't like UFC? See, I like UFC maybe as a guy who doesn't fight.
Yeah. I mean, like I'll watch it occasionally if it's somebody that I know. But I'm not a huge violence fan. Like, football, cool. I can deal with that. That's about as violent as I like to get, or hockey
boxing?
Or something.
Not a boxing person?
Somebody would have to be fighting. Like, I think the last fight I watched was Mayweather-Pacquiao.
And everyone I watched, and that wasn't even a fight.
Yeah, it was terrible.
You didn't even see fighting.
Apparently it was a great fight, though, by people that actually watch boxing.
No, nobody thinks that was a great fight. Nobody
thinks didn't I hear all great the experts? It was just a defensive battle.
That was a garbage fight. But you know what? That's how Mayweather fights. I mean, nobody should be surprised.
Yeah.
That's his style. He's going to outpoint you.
Right.
He is... not going to dazzle. He's not going to go for the knockout. He's going to make sure he's ahead on points, and you're never going to hurt him. And that's boring. He's a boring fighter. He's one of the best ever.
Yeah.
But that fight was terrible, and it was $100.
Yeah. I remember $100. I went to the Wing House down here.
It broke all kinds of sales records. Those guys made so many millions of dollars to basically
didn't they each pull in 100 mil each or something like that?
I know Mayweather made a lot of money. I don't know what Pacquiao made, but
he made a lot of money too.
Because they had so many buys, it was just so ridiculous, and just But it was a particularly terrible fight. But I mean, it was even by his standards, but he's not much. So you've been in some fights, but nothing too.
Yeah, just a handful. Nothing. I was never a fighter. I didn't get picked on either. But I'm not going to start a fight with anybody either.
Okay, but you can handle yourself if you had to.
I don't know. It's been a long time. I think I probably could. I'm not a small guy.
Are you like a wrestling guy, or are you a punching guy, boxing? What would be your thing?
What would be my thing if I got in a fight now? I would probably go for the choke. I'd probably try to surprise him, get behind him, and just try to choke him out.
Okay.
That would be my strategy.
Wow, that's kind of brutal.
Yeah.
And then kick him in the head when they're unconscious?
No. I would do the right thing and just maybe give him a little...
little what for?
Maybe just fart in his face.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
Just
but not actually curb stomp them? Or
no, anything. No. See, I'm not violent. I don't like violence.
Okay, that's fine.
So, I mean, I've had my time when I was younger. Gotten a few fights. But now I'm done. I'm retired.
You're done fighting.
Hung up the gloves.
All right.
No more.
Before we're done with this, I'll take one more run. One more run at the comedian females. Let me just start by asking you. Do you ever, when you thought you were getting into this, when you were starting doing comedy, were you thinking about meeting girls this way or doing open mics or whatever? Did you think about it as, this might be a place to meet some cool, creative women?
No, not at all.
Didn't even think about it.
Because I'd been to a few open mics before I actually did my first one when I was 18.
Okay.
So I knew what was there.
What does that mean?
Just white dudes. pretty much. That's all it is. So I knew it was there, so I didn't get into it to meet girls. I think a lot of comedians do that, though.
A lot of comedians end up hooking up with female comedians or female comedians because, but that's just a matter of, that's like at work. That's like a coworker thing. I mean,
just
people hook up
there
with their coworkers. They're there. Yep. You're working together. Even if you're not even working, if you're just open micing together, whatever. So that's not really, to me, that's a normal function of that. I just didn't know if maybe you thought of it that way.
No, I never did. But I think, like I said, I think a lot of people do.
Okay.
Like, oh, I'll meet people this way, which you do, but you don't meet very many chicks. I know, I think like three. Those are the only ones I've seen.
Oh, as far as
no,
as
that's
far as
not true. I've seen more than that.
Okay, so but, can you just tell me one that you think is just like, if you were not doing what you're doing now, you're focused on your thing. They might be in their own thing, but if they were, let's say you met them in a different plane, a different type of thing, where you'd be like, you know what, that'd be kind of a nice person to get to know.
I don't think any. See, here's the thing: if we're talking about banging,
yeah,
pretty much whatever.
All right, so you have no.
I'm not
real...
being picky. There.
Okay.
But it's, see, that's what I'm saying. So
have
it's not
ever,
really a compliment.
Have you ever met a female comedian that you would not sleep with?
I'm not. Yes, and I'm not going to give you names.
Okay, so
that's
terrible. Now we'll go the other way. So now there are a female comedian that you've met, and you're like, even if it was there and I could have it, I don't want it.
The majority of them.
Okay, you just said you would pretty much bang anything. Now you're ruling out almost...
You're right, I'm contradicting
now
myself.
Now you're ruling
here.
Out... So are you saying that you would pretty much bang most girls being just being a guy, but that female comedians are so horrendous that you would probably not?
This question's making me uncomfortable.
Excellent. That's the whole point. We're practicing.
See,
for
this
your...
is not fair because you're not answering the question.
Because there's
either.
Nothing for me to answer. There's,
of course there is.
It's
meaningless. In a perfect world, your girlfriend dies. She gets in a car
is
accident.
In a perfect world?
She dies,
in
yeah.
In a perfect world,
you're back in the market.
My girlfriend's dead in a perfect world.
You're downloading Tinder, right? You're going out to open mics.
I love it. I love how the perfect world is my girlfriend
dying.
This is
the dream scenario, Michael. This is it.
Imagine all your dreams come true.
Yeah.
You bury your girlfriend.
9 years.
And then you download and you download Tinder.
Yep.
Being completely honest, if I was single, I would never date a comedian. Never, ever, ever. Wouldn't hook up with one, wouldn't anything with a female comedian. It's just, it's a terrible, terrible idea. I would not, I don't like, I wouldn't hook up with a coworker. It's just a bad idea. Nothing good could possibly come out of it.
You're right. And I think I feel the same way you do.
Yeah, but that's not true because you know.
No, oh, okay. Because I don't want to, you're right, because you don't want to even like your coworkers.
Okay.
So open mic comedians or comedians in general are kind of your coworkers, your peers.
Okay, fair enough.
You don't want to shit where you eat.
All right, I'm gonna attack it this final way. Not gonna ask you for a name. What is it about the ones you're thinking of that you would not pursue? What is it that makes them unattractive? Is it what they say on stage? Is it their physical look?
Physical look.
Oh, it's just on physical.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty shallow and I'm petty.
So you're not judging them on, oh, what they said on stage, they're not funny,
doesn't
or
matter.
They say something annoying.
I'm looking at them just as a
physical object,
a lady. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And physical object-wise,
yeah.
They're just not measuring up to your level of
right.
What you get. And you're due for a 10 anyway.
Hopefully.
You're basically due
yeah.
for your 10 is going to walk through the
I'm
door.
I'm due for at least a 5.5 right now.
And you're saying they don't even rank at 5.5? The ones that you're thinking of, again, we're not going to name names. The ones you're thinking of right now, how would you rank them 1 to 10?
4.9.
Wow, not even 5.
Not even 5.
So that's harsh.
Let me ask you, what do you think you are out of 10, if you were to rank yourself?
I don't know. I've never thought of that. It's a question I've never thought of.
Just think about it now. Just a number.
I don't know. It's hard to say. Are we ranking just looks? Are we ranking total?
Yes, just how you look. You don't. It just says at first glance. This isn't I get to know you and you go up a few points. Or
oh,
like
okay.
That.
I'm gonna say I give myself a 6.5, maybe.
Okay, I like that.
I guess it's not nothing great. I mean, if I lost more
slightly
weight,
better
I'd probably,
than average.
Well, if I lost more weight, I'd be at probably 7. I think 7-ish, 7.25.
Okay. Which I think I'm a 5.8.
But you get real specific with your numbers.
You
You're like,
to.
I'm pi.
Yep.
I'm E.
3.14.
15926. Yeah, the whole thing. But so you, wait a minute. So you think you're a 5.8?
5.8.
And what is it you think? Well, put it this way: what did you used to be? when you tagged the cop car? Mm-hmm. What were you?
5.3.
So you're getting better?
I'm getting better.
You're getting better.
Yeah. I'm hoping my number will rise.
So you're a 5.8.
Yep.
You specifically said the women that we're thinking of are 5.9. So they're better than you,
mm-hmm.
slightly, and yep. you still want no part of them.
Yeah.
What is your minimum?
No, 4.9.
Oh, you said they were 4.9.
Yeah.
So they're actually better. So you're better than
I'm
them.
Like a full, almost a full point
True.
Ahead.
Okay, so for what you're used to getting, what would a woman have to be?
It doesn't This is what I'm saying. It doesn't matter, really. See, I wouldn't with the comics because they're too close. But if they were out of the comic setting and it was, hey, we're at a bar, you want to come back to my house.
You would, because you don't care.
Right.
But because there's that extra thing.
Yes. That's okay. What it
is. What if there was a female comic who was an 8.5, and she took an interest in you? Would you then suspend your idea and be like, oh, it looks like my turn's a comedian?
Mm, probably, yeah. Okay, if it was, if they're above me, then I would have to go for it, right? It'd be a sucker not
Okay,
to.
The hottest female comedian you're thinking of right now, the best one.
Yeah.
What is she ranked?
She's pretty good. I would say she's probably about an 8.
You're thinking of one specifically right now. You have a specific
I have one in my head.
If I could just be psychic, I could pull that out
of
you. I'll
tell you after we stop recording.
All right. Okay, how about this? How about the worst one? What's the worst one?
4.9.
That's the worst. The lowest of the low.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Okay.
See, I'm not shallow, but I am, if that makes any sense.
You're...
As far as, like, having a mate, I'm very shallow. But if it's just like,
a hook
hey,
up,
let's
you don't
hang
care.
Out, then I'm not really shallow at all. All
right, last question for you before we go.
Okay.
Because now I want to...
This is your podcast.
Well, because now I want to know who the person is, so all I want to get this show out.
That's cool.
All right. Your next girl, give me an idea of what career you would want her to have.
I'd want
what
her
is she doing?
To be like, TV producer would be good.
TV producer?
Yeah, I'd like that. Or maybe a teacher would be good.
Why TV producer? Are you thinking of
that just
ways
seems like
you
a cool job, and it would help me, too, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely selfish, no doubt.
Well, how
program
a teacher
director
helping you?
At a radio station, maybe?
How is a teacher helping you?
That wouldn't, but the TV producer one is selfish.
Okay. Okay,
I think a teacher would be just like, be kind of like a mom, you know? Like, if you're going to have a mate, I think I want to have kids one day, I'm not sure.
Okay.
So, that would probably be the next step, right?
Well, how about if she was a teacher for high school versus grades, or do you see
that
her as a
matter.
Teacher of younger kids?
Just a teacher in general.
What if she taught at the college level?
I'd be okay with that, too. I actually might even like that better.
Because then
she's
smart.
She's smart.
You know, she's
a
thinker.
Yeah.
Probably pretty open-minded.
Yep. Probably does anal, I would imagine.
I have no
college
idea.
Professors do that.
Is that true?
I don't know. Probably not.
I don't know. Did you go to college?
I did, yeah. Graduated 2011 with an
English
degree.
Oh, yeah. You went to USF.
Yep.
Did
you?
Degree? Yeah, I went to USF.
St. Pete?
No. It was
Tampa?
Tampa. But it was a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
I graduated like 92 or
they
something.
They didn't even have a football team then.
No. There was nothing... They had nothing. They had the Bulls basketball team.
You know who the most famous alum of USF is?
It's not me.
Gallagher.
Gallagher went to USF?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I knew he
I think
went...
he went to like the Sarasota campus.
I knew
something.
He was in Tampa for school. That's interesting. Okay.
It's true. Went on that, Gallagher.
This is great stuff.
It was fun. Thanks for coming on,
I definitely want an update on this, on the reunion between you and the reporter.
Oh, yeah. This is going to happen this week. I'm going to, at work tomorrow, I'm going to work on it for sure.
Excellent.
All right. Viva Murillo on Twitter.
VivaMurillo. Michael, not Mike.
Michael Murillo. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, man. It was fun.